1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're going to go to the discussion of the Democratic Convention, which is coming to Los Angeles next week. And we have a delegate at large, fortunate enough to have a delegate at large on the phone with us from Hermosa Beach, California, who's going to be at the convention, Chris Norton. How are you, Chris?
Real good, Phil. Thank you.
Okay, so you are a delegate at large. What does that mean?
That means that I haven't been assigned as of yet to a delegation. I haven't been assigned to any particular state.
Excited about the convention?
I'm very excited about it because I like being a Democrat, and because they are liberal, and I am...
How long have you been voting?
Well, I've actually only started voting in the last election, the 1996 election. I must say that I probably was a little bit of a Johnny-come-lately on the whole political thing, but I'm slowly learning, and I like the liberal aspect of being a Democrat. I am a single man, and so it's going to be a kind of part a business, part pleasure for me.
When you say the Democratic Convention is business and pleasure, you're saying that you're working it as a delegate, and you're also what? You're also having some fun with the other people that are there?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of other young people at the convention. As a matter of fact, for a young man like myself, there's going to be a lot of women who obviously are going to be there, young women like myself. And the good thing about Democratic women is that they are very liberal, and they're a lot more fun to be with, I think, probably than Republican women are. I'm very young, and I want to experience the excitement of politics. And yes, I want to experience the new liberal woman if I can.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
So at the age of 24, you were you just started voting.
Yeah, I recently got involved, and I mean, I wasn't around for a lot of things. Obviously, that you were in your generation, I wasn't around for the Sessional Revolution. So this is my opportunity to be around today. Today's exciting Democratic woman. She's liberated. She's very sassy.
All right. So you see this as an opportunity for you to be around women who think the way that you do as a single man?
Yeah.
Are you looking to get married?
No, no, I'm not. I mean,
well, why the emphasis on the social aspect of this?
Well, I'll tell you, because I'm a political creature, Mr. Hendry, but I'm also very sassy. I mean, I'm interested in women. I mean, I'm pretty good looking guy. I work out. I do have, have good clothes. I'm very handsome. I mean, I'm not egotistical or nothing, but you asked me it.
No, go ahead.
I mean, you know, I have to tell you the truth. I am very built very well. And so when that's a reality in your life, you can't get away from it. And so I figured, well, I'm going to go to the Democratic Convention. I won't be able to get away from how sassy I am. So I might as well, you know, while I'm working the convention, you know, take advantage of the Democratic women who are looser a little bit than Republican women because they're more liberal and more free with their bodies because they understand, you know, it's about love. And Republican women are not about love. They're just about, you know, getting it done fast and then rolling over. You know,
well, I mean,
sir, I don't want to say anything.
Well, I mean, I don't want to hear about. So I guess you're telling me that you've been to bed with Republican women.
Yeah, for the most part, they're all about just, you know, wham, bam, thank you, man. Whereas Democratic women's are more, you know, giving.
Let me ask your opinion on specific issues, gay rights.
I support gay rights. Lesbians, certainly, especially, are important. And I think that that's...
Okay, so is all of this going to relate to... Chris, let me just get this before we get this out of the way. Is all of this going to relate to your social life?
Well, I think it's important because I am young, because I am active sexually. I do have a very high sex drive.
All right, I didn't know, Mike, when you booked this guy, you have a high sex drive.
Yeah, I can only speak from my experience. And so it is a major part of my life, yeah.
All right, well, give me your comments about gay rights, because it obviously figures prominently in the Democratic platform.
Yeah, again, I think that lesbian rights as well as gay rights, I think probably I would be in a straight man, I would be more emphasized in lesbian rights than I would gay rights.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, there's more for me to be interested in. It would be natural for me to be more interested in lesbian rights, that's all.
It would be more interested. So you support gay rights, but more lesbian rights than...
Yeah, I think lesbians should have more rights than just regular gay men, because I am more interested in... I mean, I'm not saying that a lesbian will want to go to bed with me, but maybe someday I get lucky enough and maybe two of them would team up on me, you know?
So this is all about you, huh?
No, sir.
Because what I've been getting here for the last few minutes is I wanted to know about you're a delegate at large to the Democratic Convention, and you're talking about how someday a couple of lesbians might team up on you?
Well, Mr. Henry, you have to understand.
And what am I missing here?
That the Democratic Party has more liberal women in it, and they're more willing to share themselves with me and with other men, and that's why it's exciting. I was involved in civil disobedience once, so I know what it's like to fight for a person's rights. I was cited by a police officer. I had my shirt unbuttoned, if you can believe this. I was at a street fair, and I had my shirt unbuttoned, and I do have a good build, and a cop told me that I had to button my shirt because a lot of the women couldn't take how hot I am. Okay?
Cop told you to button your shirt?
A cop told me that I had to button my shirt because he says it was not decently exposed, but basically is saying that the women couldn't, you know, that you're hot and they couldn't take it. So that's what I'm saying. And I went ahead and I left my shirt unbuttoned because of the civil disobedience about it, because women like my heat and they want to take my hotness.
Okay, we're talking with Chris Norton. He's a delegate at large at the Democratic National Convention. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He's excited about being there because he is a young single man, and he's going to meet Democratic women who are more liberal. And I want to ask you a question about that in a minute, Chris.
Sure.
He's going to meet Democratic women who are more liberal. He also wants to be involved in the politics. But you say you're mixing business with pleasure, and that means business... And the pleasure side is meeting all these Democratic women. I asked you about gay rights. You said you're more in favor of lesbian rights than other gay rights. And I don't understand that other than the fact that you did say you're hoping someday a couple will team up on you.
Well, I mean, I'm not...
See, what you're doing is you're not coming off sounding like you really care about the politics. Let me ask you this.
I do care about the politics.
No, let me ask you this. You're a young man. You believe in a woman's right to... Did you say you support women in the workplace?
I do support women in the workplace. I want women to have the freedom to, you know, women's rights to have business, you know... I'm nervous now.
I don't mean to make you nervous, but in the questionnaire that you filled out, you said you're in favor of women being on top, even the fat ones. Isn't that what you wrote?
I don't recall, sir, no.
Didn't you write, I'm in favor of women being on top, even the fat ones?
I guess if you're going to put me on the spot.
Well, I am. I mean, I am putting you on the spot. Did you write that?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay, so that gives people an understanding of where you're coming from, and even though I know you don't like women, right?
Yeah. I mean, I totally like women.
Okay. It makes you coming off, you know, you sound like you might not be totally have their interests at heart. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Chris here. Are you in favor of abortion rights?
I obviously am, Phil, because of many young men like myself who find themselves involved with some some woman who, you know, she didn't tell you that she wasn't fixed, and next thing you know, she has a bun, a bun in the oven, but I mean a kid, and then you got to go and get it taken care of, and I think that that's important.
All right, so you're in favor of abortion rights in case you get a girl pregnant on a Friday night?
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. What about expanding our interest in the Asian market? You wrote here that it will expose more American men to Asian women, right? Isn't that what you wrote?
I think that we should be involved in the Asian market.
We should be involved in the Asian market because more guys will date Asian chicks.
Yeah. I mean, I like the freedom of the Democratic Party, Mr. Henry, and the liberalism that it has. I mean, if you're on the floor of the Democratic Convention, it's exciting. And yeah, I am sassy. But it's exciting to be on the floor and to have my sexuality there while I'm on the floor of the society convention. And
what country are you from?
What?
What country are you from?
I'm from America.
You're from America. I noticed an accent of some kind. So it's exciting to be on the floor.
That's right.
All right, Chris, hold the line here. So you're a Democratic delegate to the convention, correct?
Yeah, a Democrat. I'm a...
just put him on hold for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton. He's going to be at the Democratic convention, and his stand on the variety of issues facing those delegates. Gay rights, he's in favor of lesbian rights, expanding business into the Asian market. More Asian women will be here. Does he support abortion rights? Yes, because if she gets knocked up on a Friday night. And he also wants to be at the convention because Democratic women are more liberal and are more willing to share in his sexuality. 1-800-449-8686. So what is this, Mike? This guy is about business or pleasure? We'll find out. It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the number one rated Phil Hendry Show, and with us is a delegate at large to the Democratic National Convention, which commences next week here in the city of Los Angeles. His name is Chris Norton. He's 28 years of age. You haven't even been assigned to any particular state's delegation, Chris?
No, I haven't.
Why?
It's kind of my choice. I want to just see which delegation would be the most interesting one to be a part of, and I kind of want to see which way the wind was blowing and which one would be the most interesting one to be a part of. But I just want to say, because when we're on the floor of the convention during all the excitement, there is a pretty good chance that the shot that you get can get close enough to one of these Democratic women that you can meet people, maybe show off your goods a little bit.
And what do you mean by showing off your goods?
I mean, you know, it's very crowded down there, and you can generally get some skin to skin.
Why are you going to this convention? You know, I got some callers holding on, though. Why are you,
Mr. Henry? I know that I'm very young, and I'm also very sexual, and it's maybe difficult for a guy like you or your age to understand me.
And I don't want to sound like my dad, but I was 28 once, man. I knew the difference between a Friday night date or rolling the sheets and taking care of business at a political convention or a job. You're going down. You're talking about being on the floor of the Democratic National Convention and getting close enough to a woman where you can show her the goods?
I'm just saying that I'm a young man and I understand what it means to have sass.
Well, you know what? I'm an old man and I understand what it means to have sass.
And making fun of me isn't going to help the situation, any.
I'm not making fun of you, man. It's just you know your priorities are messed up. La Habra on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I'm a delegate at large to the Democratic National Convention. I think I deserve some respect.
Yes, you'll get. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know, I am so sad to believe that our society has come up and chose a person like him to speak our views or anything to do with him, because I don't think he belongs there at all. If that's what he's going for, he could just go to one of those weird shows to look at girls and pick them up, or he could go on the internet.
No, I want to help my country.
No, you're not helping your country. You're degrading us by the way you're talking.
How am I degrading? I want to be a part of it.
When you are a delegate, you're supposed to viewpoint the political part of it, not the part of being sexual with anybody.
No, but see, that's the whole thing.
You don't belong there. You do not belong there at all.
No, but that's the whole thing.
No. You're supposed to deal with the issues at large for the human society.
You're not even a part of any state's delegation. You're a delegate at large.
Well, I was thinking about being a part of the state of Hawaii's delegation.
Well, you know what? I don't think any state would want you.
You know, you want to know why?
Them.
But you want to know why I want to be a part of Hawaii's delegation?
Why is that?
Because there's a better chance of getting a lay.
Okay,
so you're making your jokes. And
no, I just wanted to make...
You're not even funny. We're talking about something that's going to affect our whole United States.
I do.
Be there to tell them.
I do care about it.
Society, not
are you,
for your sexuality.
Are
you
Asian?
Do that, you could go out at Sunset Strip and, you know, pick up somebody there. If that's what you want.
Are you Asian or are
no,
you?
No, I'm not Asian.
Where are you from? It sounds like you come from another part of the world that's not America.
Honey, you sound like you come from another planet that don't belong in our society.
Are you a delegate to the convention?
No, I'm not, and I wish I was because I would blow you out of here.
You'd blow me?
Yes,
you'd blow me if I went.
Oh, come on, will you?
She just said that she'd blow me.
blow you away from
that. Away from the convention, okay?
Because you don't belong there. You're not even, you know, I don't know, you're 28 years old.
I'm 28 years of age.
But
Mr. Henry
does. You've got a lot of growing up, and I don't understand who would even choose you to be there because they were really crazy to choose someone like you.
Because I really care about the country of America.
You don't care about the country. You're talking about how you're going to get laid. That's not.
I made a joke about Hawaii.
No. I'm sorry. You don't deal with the issues at large. You should deal with the issues at large.
Why are you? Yeah, exactly. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Why are you going to be at this thing, Chris? Why?
I care very much about America, and I care about the future of my country.
So what's all this stuff about wanting to meet babes?
Because of my age, because I do go to the Rusty Pelican, and I do go to different single bars, I have an interest in how sexy America is going to be.
So you're interested in the sexual future of America?
Yes, sir. In some ways, yeah.
Well, while that may be a legitimate concern and perhaps a legitimate issue, it's probably pretty low on the totem pole for a lot of people.
Well, that's their pick. Okay, why should you put me down on account of I want to know about the sexuality?
Because you want to know about the what?
Sexuality.
Sexuality?
Yes, sir.
All right, Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I am just astounded. First of all, I have to ask you, is this a joke or is he actually serious about this? Is
what about
really
it, Chris? What about it, Chris? Are you kidding us? Are you,
Mr. Henry, I'm a delegate at large. I do care about my country. I came on honestly expressing to you what my interests were in a convention. You want to make a fool out of me. I'm not trying to make a fool out of you.
No, sir. No, sir. You're making a fool out of yourself. I've been a Democrat
all
of my voting life.
How old are you?
I'm 42 years old. I've been a Democrat. I've been 28 years old. I was very actively involved in the Democratic Party. I was a delegate. I'm friends with many delegates. And it is so sad for me as a Democrat to hear someone like you. Every question Phil Henry has asked you has revolved around sex. When he asked you about homosexuality and gay rights, first of all, you didn't even distinguish. A gay person is either a lesbian or a gay man. There is no distinction.
Well, that's
gay
what I meant.
Is gay.
That's
okay?
what I meant. But
Number
I meant
two.
I was more interested in lesbian.
Interested. But that's not, that is disingenuous. You are disingenuous for the Democratic Party.
No. What
does the Democratic Party represent to you?
Are you asking me that?
No, I'm asking Chris.
Oh.
Well, to me, it's that they are more liberal and you can open up and do stuff. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I want you to give me a specific synopsis of the philosophy of the Democratic Party.
He can't.
He's
giving you the most unintelligible answers I've ever heard.
When we're going to be on the floor during all the excitement, there's going to be a lot of young women and young men who will be excited about Vice President Gore being the new president, maybe. Okay? And that's the time to maybe, you know, get some fun going. What's wrong with that?
You know, sir, this is a serious thing.
I know it is.
Convention.
I know it is.
A political convention is a serious matter. If you want to rub skin or score or do whatever it is that you want to do, shouldn't you be in a disco or bar, rollerblading along the beach?
No, because at a convention, how come everybody drops balloons and wears straw hats? How come they have music? How come people dance with each other? Why not show a girl your goods? Why not get the goods going? Let's see what she's got.
And what do you want people to do, man? In the middle of when they announce Vice President Gore is nominated, people start whipping their...
Yeah, they pull their junk out. Why not? Because you can't see it on TV. I'm looking out for the future of America's sexuality, and neither one of you understand that.
So what you want to do at the Democratic National Convention is pull your penis out so that some female delegate can see it?
Not on TV, no.
I don't mean about TV, just so she can see it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why you're upset.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the Democratic National Convention next week. We had the have the rare opportunity to talk to a delegate. His name is Chris Norton. He is from Hermosa Beach, California. He is not a member of the California delegation. You're a delegate at large?
That's my understanding.
Okay, and you've been saying how much you're looking forward to going to the Democratic National Convention because it's going to be exciting and because it's going to be a chance to mix business with pleasure. And you even went so far as to say that while they're excited on the floor, you might pull it out?
I'm very sensual, Mr. Henry. And
didn't you say that?
Yes, I did, sir. But could I explain?
Okay.
I'm very sensual, and if I get excited and, you know, pants come off or clothes come off, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I am saying it's free. And what you're going to get if Bush gets elected president is 4 more years of no cess in America. If the Republicans get elected to the president of the United States office, they're going to be the same old blue ball Republicans, everybody looking to get some and nobody getting none because the Republicans are in office. And they got to go to bed with their wives who are 100 years old. That's not where it's at.
And if Al Gore gets elected president, what does that mean? Me and my wife, our sex life is going to kick up into high gear?
I think if Al Gore gets elected president, yeah, you're going to see more sass. I think you'll get more.
And I'll get more, huh?
I just think that the atmosphere is going to be better.
Whew. Man.
Well, I'm sorry if you don't get what I'm saying.
Well, I think I get it fine. Here is Gresham on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I guess I would have to say I'm appalled that this young man has been chosen to be a delegate. I think he's obsessed with sexual contact, and I think he's inappropriate. And I believe that what he's attempting to do is use both radio and the convention to act out sexually. And that's not what the convention's about. And it's a sad thing because he doesn't even seem to be able to use good English. I mean, he's really pretty darned ignorant, and it's just very pathetic to me. This youngster doesn't even know how he's coming off to the audience.
Do you understand what the lady's saying to you, Chris?
Disturbed.
Do you understand what the lady's saying to you, Chris?
Well, I think she probably disagrees with my basic premise.
No, she's saying she fears that you're disturbed.
Oh, I don't doubt that she thinks I'm disturbed. I'm part of the young generation.
Oh my God!
And we're and you, Mr. Henry, and you and your, and probably this lady calling me young man. She must be older than me. You know, we're the young generation.
Being young doesn't mean that a person needs to act out sexually. Being young and being interested in the country has a lot more involved than acting out sexually.
I do.
There's something really pathetic here.
It used to be a chicken in every pot, but the Democrats of today promise a riding crop, I think, should promise a riding crop in every bedroom. A hand on every bottom.
Oh, my God.
A chicken in every pot.
You don't even really have a grasp on what on earth this country is facing, and I just feel really sorry that you're chosen as a delegate. I think you're kind of disturbed.
Are you Republican?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I've been a Democrat since I was a very young woman, and I'm just appalled that you seem so ignorant.
Okay, all I'm saying is that if Bush gets in, there's going to be less Bush. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're just
Do you realize you're talking to a woman?
And I'm very, very sorry for you. And I really do think that you're an inappropriate choice for this event. And I'm just sorry that you're so ignorant and so preoccupied. I suspect if you act out at the convention, you're going to end up arrested.
You will be arrested, Chris. They've got a sergeant at arms.
They don't let no policemen on the floor.
There's a sergeant at arms who directs security in a convention, and they will remove you from the floor. If you're out, if you're down there in a state's delegation with your pants off, they'll remove you from the floor.
Mr. Henry, as I told you, I'm not against civil disobedience.
I know. You got popped because you had your shirt open.
The police,
this is pathetic.
The police don't like my sexuality.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you?
The Democratic Convention is about more than your sexuality. Do you not understand that?
Ma'am, I know that. I'm saying this is what I bring to the party.
But you don't seem to know what it is about, except for your acting out sexually.
I don't think you... I'm going to say something.
Do you understand anything about the history of the Democratic Party? Do you understand anything about the issues? Do
yes,
you understand
I do.
Anything about
I
the
tell
people
you right
in this
now,
country
your
that
husband,
are suffering,
ma'am?
And you're concentrating on pulling your penis out? That's your idea of
I'm
what
all
you ought
for
to do at the
lesbians.
Democratic Convention.
I said that I'm all in favor of the lesbians getting together.
Oh, that's pathetic.
But I'll tell you, your husband
you
and many husbands...
If you understood gay rights, you would not choose to support one group or another. If you understood what gay rights are about.
I do
but
understand.
Apparently you're too ignorant.
What did you mean when you said you wanted a couple of lesbians to team up on you?
I guess that was wrong, too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it just didn't know. It betrays...
It's inappropriate
Mr. Henry,
to the subject.
Mr. Henry, you and this lady's husband and millions of American men face 4 years of blue balls if Bush gets in office.
That is just pathetic.
Yeah,
that
Bush
is
pathetic.
That is really
yeah.
disturbed.
Yeah, Bush is pathetic. Bush is pathetic with his blue ball policies.
Oh,
they're
going to
back American men
Bush
up.
Bush is pathetic
yeah.
because he's let the environment of his state become the worst environmental hazard area in America. That's why he's pathetic.
What
because
state?
He has not done the things he's claiming he's done. Okay?
Okay, Bush is pathetic.
Bush is not running for office about sex. And he's not interested in your sexuality. In fact, nobody is. People
That's
are going
sure.
to the convention who are interested in education,
right.
who are concerned about crime,
I am.
Who are concerned about people in America who have no voice.
I'm interested in crime.
Well, then if you were interested in crime, you wouldn't be whipping it out on the Democratic floor.
Well, okay, that is a good point.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good point.
Oh, my God.
I'm interested in Bush.
Well, I
with a
need
small
to go
B,
now, not spend
a
more time
B.
at this. And
Hi, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
I hope this fellow gets help. Thank you.
Bush with a small b, not a capital B. Hello?
She hung up. 1-800-449-8686. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir, you're on the air. San Antonio, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is James Berry. I drive a
Hi,
truck
James.
For a living. I'm
yes,
a
sir.
Diehard Republican. And I'd like to know something. What is, how can somebody of your so-called statue... Would you stop breathing hard, trying to make everybody think you're happy, real sexy? Because to me,
Do you have a sinus problem, Chris?
I'm sorry. What
I
was
think
I doing?
He does.
You must have a sinus condition because you're breathing into the phone.
Oh, so now let me get this straight. I'm not allowed to breathe now. Oh man.
No, I'm a diehard Republican.
Yeah,
let's
you
get,
Republicans.
Let's get to the point.
You
I'm a diehard Republican.
You Republicans don't even want people to breathe, man. You're gonna have to lay
well,
off.
Well, I am
bit.
Not into anybody going on a phone. You know, if you want to play prank calls, get yourself a phone and sit there. Get one of them little Mickey Mouse phones at a McDonald's or wherever, Walmart, and sit there and dial up your own self and sit there and breathe on it. I want to ask one thing.
Okay, I mean, I'm
Do
sorry,
Do you think
but I...
that the Democratic Convention is a house of ill repute? Because if you do, you need to go to Nevada, get yourself a $6 book. It gives you the listing of all the cat houses and all the ratings of them. Like I say, I'm a truck driver. I've been through Nevada, and I've heard them on the radio.
I bet you've been to a couple of them, too,
but
haven't
I
you?
I cannot understand. Where are your morals, your family
just...
values?
Well, all yeah. I'm saying is... First of
you,
all,
what
I'm
you're
in favor.
Saying, no, you're going to listen to me.
You don't want us to
what
breathe.
What you're saying is that you're there just for sex. You want sex. That's all you want. You don't care which way your delegate, your convention is going to go. I got news for you.
I do.
If you're
I
the
don't,
way all the Democrats are.
I do know that I want
I
Gore.
Your party.
I do know.
No wonder we wound up with Bill Clinton.
I do know I want Gore.
Oh, great. That's a good start.
But, by the way, have you been to any of those cat houses?
No, I don't go to them. I'm married. I don't need to. I am very happily married. I've been married for 23 years. I've got 7 kids, and I love every one of them. And I do not go sleeping around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry and wanting lesbians to team up on me. I have morals. I have family values.
Well,
I love my family. I love my country. And, mister, if you think that Bill Clinton, Bush... is going to be blue ball in the country. Oh, here you are back. You're breathing again. Oh, how romantic.
Would you stop that?
I didn't. What am I doing?
You're breathing in the phone. You sound like a moron. A mythological moron is what you are. I hate to say that the Democratic Party has stooped so low to accept idiots such as you. Mr. Henry,
we can hear you breathing, Chris.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. It was a fine call. You're a good caller, sir, and I appreciate your call.
I apologize.
What about my call?
And to the people.
What about my call?
Your call.
Yeah. What about my call? I'm in favor of.
Good day, Mr. Henry.
Bush is going to blue ball the country. You said it. You said it, man.
This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. A moment ago, I saw Bill Clinton on television, and Craig and I were looking at that guy, and, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I only say that to illustrate a point. I was looking at the President of the United States, and I was thinking this, and of anything you will ever hear about Bill Clinton, this is the truth. If he hadn't screwed up with that Lewinsky, if he hadn't have done what he did, he would have been considered one of the top presidents. I don't care what some Republicans think about who was responsible for the good economy. If he hadn't have been a moron, if he hadn't have done that and scummed the whole thing up the way he did, he would be considered today right up there with Reagan. You know how people love Reagan. And nobody can remember past Reagan. Like, does anybody remember Franklin Roosevelt or Eisenhower? No. It's Reagan is now the guy. Reagan's the king president of the 20th century. Clinton could have been up there with, he could have been one of the greats. Instead of a bum, which is what he is. He could have been a contender. He could have been outdoors in a ballpark going for the title instead of a bum, which is what he is. He pulled that thing with that Lewinsky chick. What a dirtbag. I'm telling you, I'm disappointed. Obviously, I'm disappointed. You have to be. You got to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to be disappointed in this president who could have had it all. And yeah, the Republicans would have come up with charts and graphs, and they would have manipulated the truth, and they would have twisted the facts, and they would have done what they do, which is what Democrats do, and come up with some phony baloney reason as to why they are responsible for how good the country is right now, not the Democrats. When in point of fact, the truth is that everybody got together and made the whole thing really cool, and the president was leading the way. But because that dirtbag had to get involved in that adventure with that, and I'm not making a comment on whether she's fat, skinny, good-looking, not. What's the point? You ever wonder why people talk about that? Like, in other words, if she'd been a bathing beauty, it would have been all right. Like Hugh Hefner, I hear this guy, Hugh Hefner, what is he, about 940, and he's pumping Viagra, man, like he's taking on a full tank of gas. This cat talking about how ugly or fat she was. Like, in other words, Hef, it would have been okay if it had been one of your bunnies. How about your wife? Oh, you aren't married anymore? I thought you were going to be married for the next 900 years, or your death, whichever came first. If she'd been Marilyn freaking Monroe, the guy would have been, we would have canonized the guy. But instead, he made the horrible mistake of having an affair with a fat girl, which, frankly, it's a mistake. Fat, skinny, Playboy bunny, Marilyn Monroe, or Monica Lewinsky, the guy butchered it, man. He blew it. And so now what do we got? Here's what we got. Now we got a guy, Clinton. I can't even look at that bum anymore. I look at him on TV, and he's walking around, and he's trying to be a commander-in-chief, and he's trying to be... He's just a slob. The sooner he gets out of there, the better, number one. Number two, now we're looking at 4 more years of Bush, who seems like a very nice guy. So I'm sure he loves his family, and I'm sure he did good by Texas. But it's going to be the same sort of monotone, platitude-driven, the same baloney. And Gore, geez, that guy, he hasn't got a prayer. He's going to lose, and he's going to lose big. You might as well just kiss this one goodbye. I don't know what you guys are getting together for this convention for next week, because that cat is dead, man. He's like floating face down in the water right now. He ain't got a snowball's chance in hell. So have your convention. Come on out. Everybody protest. Do a World Trade thing like they did up in Seattle. Tear gas. Whatever we got to put up with in L.A. next week, we'll put up with it. But you guys ain't coming out of this convention with a president. This guy is stillborn. And you want to know why? Because we can't get the stink of Clinton off of him. And I was a Bill Clinton fan. Big time. All the way on up to the bitter end, man. I didn't think he should have been impeached, and he wasn't, and I'm glad that he wasn't. But the fact is, the sooner that slob gets out of there, the better. And I'm a Democrat. This is not a Republican talking. This is a lifelong Democrat. Now, you can say what you want. The Republicans have made their mistakes, and they'll make them again. Yeah, but we got to take this one, okay? We got to take a hit for the team here. We can't go back to Watergate, nothing else. This was our screw-up, this guy. So I got to sit here as a Democrat, and I got to look at this guy stinking a joint out, and then Gore, and there's nothing he could do. He can, short of making J.C., I mean, Jesus Christ, the vice presidential nominee, and even then, people might be questioning his shady past as a Jew. How about that? What if Gore got Jesus Christ as his VP nominee? Well, he was the Son of God, but what about that Jew thing? And there's nothing he can do. He will not be elected president. He's a dead man when politically. And Bush will be there, and Cheney will be there, and we'll do whatever we're going to do with those two guys. And they'll pretend like they're strong, and they'll pretend like they're good, forceful leaders, and they'll do all of their pretending. They'll just play act at being leaders. And the whole reason is because of that slob. So, I feel like I should say, I'm glad I'm purging myself. I'm glad I'm saying this, you know. Because that slime bucket Clinton, this guy, like I said, could have been one of the greats. Now, speaking of politics, I was telling the guys, because we were talking about the Democratic National Convention, and I shocked my young friends here on the staff of the Phil Henry Show with the following bit of information. They didn't know this. How many of you guys who grew up in L.A. remember this one? Because this is a good one. I think it was my senior year in high school. A bunch of freaks, by that I mean hippies, invaded Disneyland. They got into Frontierland. They pushed or somehow got all the families and all the tourists out of Frontierland, closed off and locked the gates, and raised the Viet Cong flag over Frontierland. That happened. That happened. And I was telling Mike and Melissa about it, and they were like, they thought that was the coolest thing they'd ever heard of. Did I tell you about that, Craig? This happened. This actually happened back, I think it was my senior year in high school, 69 or 70, when a bunch of hippies went in and they raised the Viet Cong flag over Frontierland. Now, there's your Democratic National Convention right there. Oh, it was a riot. I mean, that to me, I would take that over gang fights. I would take that over some guy getting cut over near Space Mountain because a couple of gangs, somebody was wearing the wrong color when they were coming out of Geppetto's Burgers. That's the funniest thing, gangbangers going to Disneyland and, like, breaking bad on each other, but at the same time they're on the swan ride. Yeah, what is up with you guys, all right? Why don't you just leave your colors at home, okay? What are you going to Disneyland for, man? You want to get away from it all there by going on It's a Small World, but you want to bust bad on somebody just in case, so you got your gang colors on, you got all your baggy gear on, and you're looking just all that. But by the way, let's make sure we go get a Geppetto dog. Get out of here. So that's the truth. They raised the Viet Cong flag over Disney. And judging by the response on the phones, I'm the only guy that remembers that. Hell, maybe I hallucinated it. No, I'm pretty sure it happened. It's 1-800-449-8686. If you didn't hear it, Madonna had a baby boy. His name's Rocco. He'll be driving me home tonight.